Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News Christian Ministries. This is Pastor Juliet Schimpf speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast, which is sponsored by Will's Transfer. Will's Transfer is located at 3100 Swansea Crescent, Ottawa. Their phone number is 613-744-0970. And if you visit our broadcast's website, which is gncm.ca, that's gncm.ca, you can learn about the wonderful ways in which Will's Transfer benefits the community. All right, well, the title of today's message is Have a Holy New Year. Did you hear me? I said have a holy new year, not a happy new year. Have a holy new year. By now, we're well into the new year. And my guess, if the statistics are right, is that 85% of Canadians have by now given up on their New Year's resolutions, be it to lose weight, to drink less, to make more money, to find love, to find happiness, whatever it is. Statistics tell us that 85% of Canadians will abandon their resolutions within the first 2 weeks of setting them. But I want you to be encouraged. God has something better in mind for 2015 anyway. It isn't really about happiness, it's all about holiness. It's all about holiness. And I want us today to learn how to have a holy new year. I want to borrow from Albert Einstein, who I think has a wonderful quotation for us. He says, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." Let me say that again. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Listeners, do you have any problems today? And have you been trying to fix them and it just isn't working? Why not give God a try today? Try a brand new type of thinking. You see, Einstein also said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. How about we abandon the thinking we used in 2014 and put on a new type of thinking today? To that end, I want to bring to you counsel from the Word of God, namely the book of Proverbs. We'll be looking at Proverbs 3 in a moment, but I just want to say a few words about Proverbs in general. When you hear the word proverb, I want you to think of a guardrail. We see guardrails all over the place. And guardrails serve two distinct purposes. First, they direct us. And second, they protect us. Basically, they are good for us. Well, likewise, proverbs direct us and they protect us. They are a system designed to keep us from straying off limits and into dangerous zones. Proverbs are good for us. And there's a saying that a proverb a day keeps the doctor away. Now, specifically, Proverbs 3 and many of the other Proverbs were written by King Solomon, one of the wisest men on earth. And Proverbs contain great amounts of wisdom. You see, wisdom was an important commodity in the ancient Near East. And every ruler had his council of, quote-unquote, wise men, whom he consulted with. But it's not just in the Old Testament that wisdom is cherished. We need only think of Ephesians 5, verse 15, which commands us to walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Now, wisdom in the Bible is a very practical thing. It's not just head knowledge. It's actually the rubber hitting the road. You see, the word translated as knowledge, which is a synonym for wisdom, comes from a Hebrew root that describes the skill in hunting or sailing or playing a musical instrument. And the Hebrew word for learning, which is also translated as wisdom in places, means to lay hold of, to grasp, or to acquire. And the word translated as counsel is related to the verb to steer a ship. Friends, when you acquire wisdom, you acquire not just intellectual knowledge, you acquire skill for steering your life. And I want you to take comfort this day that wisdom is no respecter of persons. Did you catch that? Wisdom is no respecter of persons. What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, education does not necessarily equal wisdom. I've met some very educated fools and some very uneducated sages. So if you don't have a degree, you can still be wise. Intelligence doesn't necessarily yield wisdom. I've met some intelligent fools and I've met some unintelligent sages. And so if you were born with a little less intelligence than you might like, that's okay. You can still become wise. Proverbs is constantly calling out to fools to become wise. Listen to Proverbs 8, verse 1. It says, "Wisdom has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come and eat of my food." So it's okay if you're not the brightest kid on the block. What else? Well, age doesn't necessarily make you wise. I've met some foolish elderly folks, and I've met some very wise young people. So don't let age stop you from becoming wise. And lastly, your past does not necessarily hinder your wisdom. You can really mess up in your life. Maybe you've been to prison. Maybe you've committed adultery. Whatever. You can learn from it and you can become wise. So I invite everyone here today to join with me as we dig into Proverbs 3 to learn how to become wise for the year ahead. Because God is saying, have a holy new year. Now, we're going to first pause and listen to the Bill Gaither Trio, a classic song, Because He Lives. And when we come back, we're going to learn how to become wise.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days, because he lives. All because he lives. And then one day
I'll cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day gives way to victory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries, and today we're looking at how to have a holy new year. And specifically, we're looking at how to make wise decisions. We're going to dig into Proverbs chapter 3, which has five sequences to it. And really, when we put the five together, they yield a beautiful prayer. Here they are. Inspect me. Direct me. Correct me. Protect me and perfect me. Let me say that again, and may this be your prayer today. Inspect me, direct me, correct me, protect me and perfect me. We're going to look at those five segments, and within each segment, friends, there is both a command and then a promise. So let's start with inspect me and the command. The command begins in verse 3 of Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. And do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. What's going on here? Well, the command is for us to allow ourselves to be inspected by God, to allow His word to saturate us. You say, what does that mean, Juliet? Well, friends, did you know that when you read the Bible, it's actually reading you? And so the command here is read the word so that it can read you back. Here's the promise that results. In verse 4, you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. This happened for King Solomon. God gave Solomon great wisdom so that people came from the ends of the earth to listen to him, and they returned home amazed, says 1 Kings chapter 4. And so this promise worked in the life of Solomon. He had favor and a good repute. And so, friends, are you willing to let God inspect you? Recently, I purchased my first house with my husband, and we brought out a home inspector. And I thought it would be a 30-minute deal. Well, 4 hours later, he's still inspecting the house. He's looking at every crack. He's looking at every light fixture, every window, every faucet. And no stone was left unturned. In the book of Proverbs here, we are encouraged to allow God to inspect us. All right, the second thing is direct me. So first we had inspect me, now direct me. Direct me. Listen to the command that kicks in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not, here's the command, do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to God, and He will make your path straight. It goes on to say, do not be wise in your own eyes. There's the command. Fear the Lord and turn from Him. So here, we are encouraged to allow God to direct us. And what is the promise that comes about if we do this? Well, in verse 8, it says, it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. I wonder who today that is listening to this program needs healing in their body and refreshment in your bones. Well, this is promised by God. If you will just yield to Him and allow Him to inspect you and then direct you. Now, I'm going to pause and give credit to Andy Stanley. He's a great pastor in the U.S. who has told us the principle of the path. And the principle of the path is essentially this: direction, not intention, determines destination. Let me say that again. Direction, not intention, determines our destination. Friends, as the book of Proverbs is saying here, we've got to get on the right path. We have to get our direction set correctly. We may have all the best intentions in the world, all the best desires, but it's actually the way we're headed, our direction, that determines our destination. And other verses say, broad is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow the path that leads to life. Friends, is your direction set towards God? Is your compass dialed in facing true north, facing Christ? And are you letting Him lead your steps? Is He hemming you in on the left, the right, in front, and behind? Friends, rest assured that the direction you are currently traveling, be it relationally, financially, or spiritually, will determine where you end up. And this is true regardless of your goals, your hopes, or your education. And there's always something about the alternative route that is powerfully appealing. The alternative always promises a shortcut. You've heard sayings like this whispered at you, 0% financing and no money down. Friends, that ultimately leads to debt. You hear things like, she makes me feel like I used to feel. Well, that will ultimately lead to adultery. He's mean to me, but he's rich. That will lead to an unsatisfying marriage. How about this one? That's how business is done around here. Friends, if you follow that path, you're likely going to commit bribery. You get the drift. The point is to allow God to direct you in your steps. All right, inspect me, direct me, and now correct me. Correct me. Proverbs 3 verse 7 has this to say: do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear God. And James 1 says, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who will give it generously. Friends, let's ask God for wisdom right now. What does He have to say? Well, in verse 11, God gives us a command. He says, my son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof, for God loves those He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. So here's my question, listener. Are you willing to let God correct you in 2015? It's becoming rarer and rarer to find a Christian who's willing to be corrected by God. But if you will allow yourself to be corrected, trusting that God corrects those He loves, Here's the promise that kicks in verse 13. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom. And in verse 14, for her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. If you're being corrected by God right now, or disciplined, think about how your earthly father used to discipline you and how it actually was good for you. And remember that God disciplines those whom he loves. All right, we're going to pause and we're going to listen to a beautiful song by Amy Grant called El Shaddai. And when we come back, we'll look at the last two parts of Proverbs chapter 3. Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're talking about how to have a holy new year. We talked about how God wants us not so much to be happy, but to be holy. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to C.S. Lewis. He says this, "I'm not sure that God wants us to be happy. I think he wants us to be able to love and be loved. He wants us to grow up. We think our childish toys bring us all the happiness there is, and our nursery is the whole wide world. But in reality, something must drive us out of the nursery to the world of others, and that something is typically suffering. C.S. Lewis, friends, affirming that God wants us to have a holy new year. Well, we looked at, so far, Proverbs chapter 3, and we looked at three parts, namely the prayer that God would inspect us and direct us and then correct us. I want to close out with two more parts to this proverb, namely that God would protect us and perfect us. So let's talk about protecting us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21, we have a command. My son, let not my wisdom vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. God is commanding us to keep his counsel and his insight and his word always before us. And the promise, here's the promise in verse 23, then you will walk in your way securely and your foot will not stumble. And when you lie down, you will not be afraid. And when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Isn't that a beautiful promise? And that's a promise for a listener today who's having trouble sleeping. It worked in Solomon's life. God blessed the first 20 years of Solomon's reign. He had peace on every side. God blessed him with wealth, with an annual income equivalent to $328 million in our day. He completed the temple that David had instructed him to build. He reaped the promise that we just heard together. All right, the last part of Proverbs 3 is the prayer that God would perfect us. Perfect us. Listen to the command in verse 25. It starts with a do not. Do not be afraid of sudden fear. Verse 27, do not withhold good from those who need it. Verse 28, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back and tomorrow I'll give it. Verse 29, do not devise evil. And the list goes on. What's going on here with all these do nots? Well, these are very specific admonitions from the Lord. But I encourage you to study them in 2015 because there's a promise built in. In verse 32, it says this. The devious are an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. And he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. And he gives grace to the afflicted. Friends, the promise here is beautiful. He, the Lord, will be intimate with you in 2015 if you pursue holiness. If you pursue him above all else. And that beats happiness every time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Where would we be without it? Your word, Lord, is the apple of our eye. And today we dare to say this prayer together. God, inspect me. God, direct me. God, correct me. God, protect me. And God, yes, perfect me through your word. I pledge in 2015 to study your Bible and to put Christ first in my life, choosing him above happiness, knowing that you desire ultimately my holiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, thanks for listening, and a special thanks again to Will's Transfer for sponsoring this show. God bless you.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.